Pray for them and pray after the well again. My God meets you, whoever has a problem.
For
we are workers together with God. And we stand to preach His word. Send the Spirit to pass your life. The angels who are doctors. Angel Gabriel. Angel of the scales. They are going to be working on you. You lay your heart to the word. As the service will be ending, if
it's
possible, come to testify, for God who has healed you.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank God for the moment He's added us again. We have a moment to align ourselves. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3:8-10 that the Lord is not sluggish at bringing the end, but He's been patiently waiting. He doesn't want any one of us to be destroyed.
It
means this moment you have, it's for us to align ourselves. God is not sluggish at bringing the end, but the right hand of the Father is interceding for another moment. According to Romans 8:34,
he's
interceding for another moment.
He's
buying for us seasons and times. I pray God helps you use them very well. You have been worried of sickness or any problem. That is not your problem. Your problem is to align yourself with the Lord and lay your heart so much aligning yourself. Sickness, you're going to twinkle and it's normal there.
But
it's not been your problem. Everyone within here,
you're
safe. God speaks a word upon you and He says that is not your problem. Your problem is to align yourself with
Him.
Use this moment.
The
date from here will be very well. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Apostle. We love you so much in the name of Jesus. Thank you for coming. The ministry we call the new generation with the full knowledge of God, and we fulfill the intentions of the Father, which He said the Holy Spirit to tell us of.
Habakkuk 2:14.
He speaks the world be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God, as the waters spread over the sea. And in Isaiah 11:9, he says there will no more be any destruction, for the world will be filled with the knowledge of God, as the waters spread over the sea. Now, as the more we get to know truth, we continue to be free. We thank the Lord. Where do we put us in this generation to do that work? Which He promised in Daniel 12, that knowledge will increase and there will be a revelation of secrets.
We're
going to see the journey of heaven. This ministry of full knowledge will take away the destruction which has been for lack of knowledge, which God spoke of in Hosea 4:6, that His people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And when He was in Proverbs, He said, without revelation, His people are destroyed. Now, every time here we are in Revelation, we continue to be alive in the name of the Lord Jesus. Fulfills the call upon our nation, Uganda, to prepare all nations for the coming of the Lord Jesus. We remember that Israel prepared for His birth on earth, to be able to save us. Like we heard in Romans 9, that they are the ones who are given the promise, even in Romans 10. They were given a promise to prepare for his birth. But the living God, he promised a new nation. And he created that nation. It is for God. And we said for God and our country. And to stand on his behalf. And he gave us back Isaiah 65. That he was seen by they who never searched for him. And who have never inquired of him. We move on to fulfill that call. He promised in Isaiah 19 that he's on a swift cloud and is coming to Egypt. But that swift cloud is on. Promised in Revelations 1:7 that see, I am on a cloud and I'm coming back. But he's shown us he's coming to Egypt. According to Isaiah 19, verse 5 to 10. He shows the source of the river Nile. And he says that there will be a sourcing of the Holy Spirit from there, which will prepare all nations, like he marked Israel with the river Euphrates. According to Joshua chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. Anytime he marks with a river, it tries to mark how the Spirit will be flowing, which is book of John 7, 37 to 38. That the streams of flowing waters, it tries to mark the flow of the Spirit of the Lord. That's why from the throne of God, Revelations 21:22-1-2, out of it flows of living waters. And in marking this river Nile, moved on to mark where the source of the Spirit will be to spread all over the entire world. This appeared in prophets and different apostles in Uganda and in the entire world. We thank God who's given us the chance to lead in preparation for his coming or the coming of his son. For we heard that before the end comes, false prophets will increase and the love of many will draw cold, but the gospel of the kingdom of God, it remains being preached in all nations, and then the end will come. According to Matthew 24:9-14. That's why God is restoring the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, specifically in our nation Uganda. Perhaps you see a couple of images here and you say, what is this? Friend, it's the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. It's the journey moved through the Bible for 7 years, which God moved me from 2005
to 2011.
The journey of heaven moved through the Bible. Why through the Bible? Why 7 years? Why the journey of heaven? Praise Jesus. The journey of heaven restores the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. Fulfill Matthew 24:14. The gospel of the kingdom of God, it remains to be preached in all nations, and the end will come. The passing away of this gospel some time back, it's been a very bad sign.
And
right now there is a good sign. Anytime that gospel is revived, it continues to near the coming of the Lord Jesus. Why moved through the Bible? There is no subtracting from it, no adding within it, and it's not twisting anything. But it's going to be command by command, scripture by scripture, here a little and there a little. 3 to 4 verses, as we speak on the same thing, at least 2-4 commands from the different scriptures, different books in the New and the Old Testament. That's the journey you see here. We are not going to speak stories here. The 7 years, they mean the seven spirits, the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom, his understanding, the spirit of counsel, of the power, of knowledge of God, the spirit of fear of God. That's the journey of heaven. Moved through the Bible for 7 years. From 2005 until 2011, we moved on it for a time. Praise Jesus. And right today, we are going to see the books of death. And who are within these books? How do they appear? For we already saw the book of life. The books of death are two.
Based
on the Jerusalem city to see them. We are going to be seeing them and we are going to study them. You discover yourself where you lie. The books of death are two. If you find yourself in the first one, even in the second, you're right there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We saw from you the book of life on the day of Friday. And you was then here. We remain moving on with the journey of heaven. You
missed
to see of the book of life. Praise Jesus. Now you're going to be seeing it more. Praise Jesus. We discovered the book of life.
If
I sample you of some of the things here. The book of life is the Lord Jesus himself. According to John 14:6. He says is the way, the truth, and the life. And after being the way, truth, and life, to get a book out of him, that book, what he put it in a mystery. When he spoke in John 15, and he said, he himself is the true vine, and we are branches. If we don't bear fruits, we are cut off him. They cast it outside, and it dries. When it dries, it is gathered and it is burnt. I don't know how you understand that word. Praise Jesus. He used a very hard language in John 15. He is the true vine and we are branches. Whatever never bears fruit, it's cut off him. It's to say that it's blotted out of him. For you are not a tree, a branch yourself. Now he used a word that it's cut off to be blotted out of the book of life. For our master himself, it's the book of life. When he say you're blotted and cut off him, it's say you're blotted from the book of life. To be cast out, it's to throw you within hell where you have to drive from. Now they get you from there on the day of judgment to take you on the altar of God, which is the city of God, where the lake of fire begins from, the altar of God. And that's where the burning will be happening. That's to gather you, to burn you. It's what is spoken in Ezekiel 22, 18. Unto 22. That you gather them in Jerusalem city to melt them with fire. We speak of Jerusalem in heaven. Hebrews 12, verse 22. We pass through all this. If you want that message, you will be getting it. And you understand properly the book of life. Now you will never bear fruit. You are blotted out of him. They cast you outside. That is hell. They get you from there on the day of judgment.
They'll
take you to melt you with fire. You do the fourth lake of fire on the altar of God in the city of God. Now be very careful and prove you're within the book of life. For he speaks in John 15 verse 7. If you want to prove you're within the book of life, he said, if you abide within me and my words abide within you, ask of all you need and it will be given you. If you want to prove you are within the book of life, you must have the words of Christ within you and you do them. According to what we had in James chapter 2, from verse 13 and to 19, the Lord said that faith without works, that is dead faith. Praise Jesus. Now, if you're within him, and his words are abiding within you, you can ask of all you need. Now, to be within Christ, it's to be within the book of life. For he himself is the life. Bible speaks of him in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verses 18 and 24. Christ Jesus is the power of God, and he is the wisdom of God. Praise Jesus. If you get to Proverbs 3, verse 13 and to 16, they tell you wisdom is the tree of life. Now, the Lord Jesus himself, he is the tree of life. It is the book of life. If you want to be within him, you'll live. He spoke in Proverbs, Proverbs 8, verse 35 and 36. And he said, whoever sees me, he sees life. And whoever hates me, he loves death. If you hate Christ, you will be within the book of death, which we are going to be seeing today. But he himself, he is the book of life. And you must be within him to be proven to be alive. Bible says, even though you have gotten out of the body, you must sleep within him. To sleep within the book of life, it's to unclothe this body, but you have not rejected Jesus. You will be proven to be within that book of life. There are no physical books put within heaven. The book there, it is Christ himself. That is why he says in John 5, verse 39, and he said, you seek me through scriptures, hoping through them there is eternal life. But all of them testify of me. He himself is the book. Spoke in Hebrews, Hebrews 10, from verse 6 unto 10. He came in the scroll by which was written about. Looking for the book of life. Friend, it is Jesus. God is not in heaven blotting out and writing in. They cut you off right from here and they blot you out of the book after refusing to bear fruits of righteousness. If you want proof in the book of life, be in Christ Jesus, his words to abide in you, and you put on works of righteousness, you prove you are within the book of life. These have passed through as a summary of what we saw on Friday when we are covering the book of life. And he came out in Revelations. Revelations 5, from verse 1 to 3, and appeared within the scroll which has seven seals, and it appeared within his hands. In Revelation 6, from verse 1 unto 11, when you open the other book, you saw whatever is in heavens and earth. Now, because of that, this book really gets to be living. For when you open it in Revelation 6, you begin to see the four living creatures, the angels, and they are within him. It's what fulfills Colossians. Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 unto 19. Whoever is in heavens and earth, they are within him. They who have been cut off are the ones who have refused to bear fruit and cast outside in hell. And they are burnt and they are melted there. For the fire in hell, it is to make you dry. But the fire of the lake of fire, it is to melt. Like we've been studying of the lake of fire, it begins from the altar of God, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Now in brief, what we saw about the book of life, which Bible speaks of, Revelation 20, and the books were opened, even the book of life. And before ourselves, the book of life is one, and the books of death are two, the ones we are going to be seeing right today.
subira nawo okoleddwa bulungi nnyo
atali you has been very well was not here
wadwabaddewo ka speed ya
if you thought there's been a speed right there
at least oweereddwayo ku bintu ebimu
given upon highlight of what we covered
ebigenda maso okumulisa ekitabo ekyobulamu
more we want to lighten about the book of life
kankano tutandise
right now we've begun
tugenda kulaba ebitabo by'okufa ebibiri
I'm going to see the two books of death
wanga twawulira
for we heard
okufana amagombe
that death and hell
bagenda kuleeta abafu
they're going to bring the dead
naye bano balina okubanga bali mu bitabo ebi mu kitabo ekyasooka ekyokufa
within the first book of death
n'ekitabo ekyokufa
and the second book of death
yes
praise Jesus
bino tubirabira mu kibuga kya Katonda
we see them in the city of God
Jerusalem ekyomu
Jerusalem of heaven
twagala tusooka tukiyinge
we want to first enter within it
abamu tebamanyo yitawo yinga
some of us don't know where we pass to enter Jerusalem
Jerusalem ekyomu
let's enter Jerusalem of heaven
tugenda vano ku nsi yafu
we are going to come from our planet earth
yetuvako
that's where we come from
we tufuruma
when we get out of it
tusingane senda na mwenda
meet other nine planets
somoro ko isakire
you find the other image there
bozivako esezo mwenda
get from the nine planets
singana omwezi
you find the sun
muwakabaka bwemunyenye
you find the sun the king of the star
nenjuba
and the moon
atiwe wawo
and thus
namagombe muwakabaka bwemunyenye
even here in the same kingdom
singana bwe kulingirivu bwe
you find the circular appearance of the heaven
yotero kulengere lya buru
which you see up which is bluish
oyita kumulyango mma
you pass through the northern door
kuingira mu kibuga kya Katonda
to enter the city of God
kisingo na mukuru eri aso okutondewa
in the first created heaven
kibuga kiri kyolingira
that is the other city you see on the other side
aitwa agala kuva kunsi
but we want to come from planet earth
kurabenga tuingira mu kibuga ekyo
we enter that city
then tuloka tugenda tulabe ekitabo kyo kufi
and we shall go to see the books of death
atusome mu ruberebere
let's read Genesis
ruberebere abiri munana
Genesis 28
onyure 10
from verse 10
nagambe olugendo lwatambula mu
Bible. I told the journey was more through the Bible.
Buli kimu tusoma kisho.
Everything we just started through the Bible.
Sijja kunyumeza awo netwambuka
bwo. I would not tell you and then we ascended up.
Nedda bami.
Not my friends.
Ubereberye Isiraeli birimo 8 n'olunyirwa 10.
Genesis 28 from verse 10.
Yakobo nava e Beerseba nagenda e Kalani. Natuka mu kifo nasulawo nakese obudde. Kubanga enchuba yali egudde. Natwala elimu ku mayinja ag'omukifo n'ali ezizika wansi w'omutwe gwe n'agalamira mu kifo ekyo okwebaka n'aloota ekirooto era laba amataala agasimbibwa ku ttaka n'entikko yaago ng'etuuse mu ggulu era laba bamalayika ba Katonda nga balinnya era nga bakka ku ggo era laba Mukama ng'ayimiridde waggulu waago n'ayogera nti nze Mukama Katonda wa Ibrahimu jajjaawo era Katonda wa Isaaka ensi gyogalamiddeko ndigikuwa gwe n'ezzadde lyo
yalaba
amadaala
agava
ku mulyango
gw'eggulubamalayika
ne bakkirawebambuka
naye bamalayika bava mu kibuga kya Katonda Jerusalem of heaven
era kyebava bakuwaniriza mu bwangu
ddala
Webrania esura ya 12
in Hebrews 12
unyurabi mwebili
verse 22
bakwaniza mu kibuga kya Katonda
they will come in the city of God
Jerusalem ekyomu
Jerusalem of heaven
turude nga tukulaba ka ekibuga kino
take a long see the city from you
era tulabye bingi
we've seen much
nebila bingi betujala
many others we still seeing them
katuyongere
let's move on
Webrania esura ya 12 n'olunyurabi mwebili
Hebrews 12:22
naye muzze ku lusozi Sayuni ne ku kibuga ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu n'eri obukumi bw'abamalayika
ekibuga kino ekisiŋŋanibwamu obukumi
bw'abamalayikaerusalemu
tunaatera ofulumya ebimu ku ebyo ebijja okulaga
bamalayikabamalayika
bali trillions 10
trillions of them
bangi okusinga okusinza kubikulirwa
according to revelations
esura ey'okutaano
revelations 5 verse 11
buli woyambuka n'oyisa mulyango gw'eggulu ogw'emambuka
time you ascend and pass the door of heaven
ky'ogenda okuddako
okutuuka what you're going to reach next
ky'ekibuga kya Katonda
it is the city of God
Jerusalem ekyomukulu
Jerusalem of heaven
era weesunga ennyo mulokole
and wait eagerly breath right now God reveals when you get out of the body you're going to pass the north and you reach the city leave alone the past life when you used to know that you're going to heaven and you which heaven up there I think that is up there
but
right now we are directed when you are teaching me this Bible Bible.
It
shows the map of the entire heaven
by
which we moved through. And it directed us everything where it was. Wherever we studied is where we passed. Or where we passed is where we
studied.
But I saw the Bible is a map
which
tries to direct us all things which are within heaven and
earth.
Even above the entire heavens. In the beginning,
Bible
is the map. When you move up from this world and you go in the door of north, what you enter next is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven,
the
gathering of the angels. Let's finish this verse.
Hebrews 12:22. Naye muze ku lusozi Sayuni ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu, Yerusalemi eky'omuggulu n'eri obukumi bw'abamalayika, n'eri ekkuŋŋaaniro eddene ery'ekkanisa eyabereberi abawandiikibwa mu ggulu, n'eri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna, n'eri emyoyo eky'abatuukirivu abaatuukirizibwa, n'eri Yesu omubaka w'endagaano empya, n'eri omusaayi ogw'okumansira ogwogera ebirungi okusinga ogwa Abeli.
Yesu
Baba
kwaniriza mu kibuga kye.
You will come in the city.
Yerusalem
Jerusalem of heaven.
Kunganedde eri abamalayika.
With gathering the angels.
Eri omulamuzi Katonda.
Unto the judge God.
Eri ekunganedde eri abatukuvu.
That's where there's the great gathering of the saints.
Abawandiikibwa mu ggulu.
The one written within heaven.
Akati bakuwandiika mu ggulu tebakuwandiika. Tewali kitabo kiri awo.
In heaven. There's no book that they write within it.
Bwe bakuwandiika mu ggulu.
But they write within heaven.
Bwana ogwo mubiri gwa Kristo.
For that's the body of Christ.
Ebiri mu ggulu.
Whatever is in heavens and earth, they are within Christ Jesus. That's why it tells us in John 14:20. On that day you will know you are within me, and me too am in the Father. No one has ever run from him. If you have ever heard of Christ, perhaps you heard him as a child crying. And he's crying on the television and on radios in the morning. But even where you are, wherever you ever go, you've remained moving within him.
Except
the branches which were cut off him.
But
they have been blotted out of him. And they refuse to believe him.
They
do works of righteousness.
But
it's the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, which we've been seeing.
We're
in the center of that city.
We
see the two cherubims there. In the midst of them, the mercy seat, the ark of the covenant, the golden altar of God. We've seen all that. The altar of God, where the lake of fire begins.
We've
seen many things upon it. And right now, wind up the book of life. We are going to be seeing the books of death. Why are they opened? Why do we understand them right now?
Book of
Revelations 20. Let's get to verse
12.
Revelations 20:12.
Ebitabo ne bibikkulwa, n'ekitabo ekirala ne kibikkulwa ky'ekyobulamu.
Praise Jesus.
Kiraga nti ebitabo by'okufa.
It is the books of death.
Babiyise ebitabo.
They have called them books.
Basinga tetumanyi biri bimeka.
Most we don't know how many they are.
Naye olwaleero ogenda bizuula nga biri bibiri.
But they were going to read them, there are two books.
Bwe bakusanga mu kimu.
If they find you in one,
weekakasa nti ne mu kyokubiri mwoli.
You're proven in the second one also there.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ng'ekitabo ekyobulamu kyabikkulwa nga kiri kimu.
Of life was open and it was one.
Katumaleyo olunyiriri luno.
Let's finish this verse.
Kubikkulwa essula ya 22 n'olunyiriri lwa 12.
Revelations 20:12.
Abafu ne basalirwa omusango mu ebyo ebyawandiikibwa mu bitabo ng'ebikolwa byabwe bwe byali. N'ennyanja n'ereeta abafu abaalimu, n'okufa n'amagombe ne bireeta abafu abaalimu, ne basalirwa omusango buli muntu ng'ebikolwa byabwe bwe byali.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Ennyanja n'ereeta
the sea brought out
abafu abaagirimu,
the dead within it,
ennyanja ababeera bakutegeezezza
they see their meaning
ebika n'ennimi n'amawanga
nations clans and languages
okusinza ku bikuli 17:15
revelation 17:15
tulowooza nti waliyo abafu abali omunnyanja
don't think that dead people within the sea
omanyi omuntu beera wano tulowooza
you know some of us prepare and we think things
tulowooza bafiira mu nnyanja bali eyo
munda and we see perhaps they died in the sea they are under the waters
munnange baabajjayo
friend they got them out of there
emyoyo gyabwe ne bw'oba toli mutuukirivu ne bakutwala mu keyeera
right here taken in hell in prison
oba oli mutuukirivu
if you're righteous
bakutwala mu kibuga kya katonda
and take you in the city of God
Yerusalem ekyomu
Jerusalem of heaven
yesu yebazibu
praise Jesus
atuvogera ku nnyanja
when we speak of the sea
bategeeza ebikane nnimi n'amawanga
nations clans and languages
sinja kubikwa 17
according to Revelation 17 verses 15
aboluganda obagende baweereze abantu gye baagala okulima
our brethren go minister where they want to dig
aboluganda abawankuba
this our brothers
so kuba tuleke tuko nafe tuli mukuweere
let them leave us with we are ministering
amen kubikulisira ya 17 n'olinyirwa 15
revelation 17:15
nangamati amazzi ge walabye omwezi watudde be bantu n'ebibiina n'amawanga n'ennimi
praise Jesus
amazzi goolabaga amangi
the waters the many waters
yakamanti obe nyanja n'eleta abafu abangi
and he said the sea brought people within it
baba kutegeeza abantu ababuli ngeri
there are many all types of people
okuva mbika n'ennimi n'amawanga
nations clans and languages
kati abantu abali mu kitabo ky'okufa ekisooka
within the first book of death
n'ekyokubiri
and the second one
era bava mbika n'ennimi n'amawanga
they come from nations clans and languages
ebyabuli ngeri
of every type
tulowooza nti nyanja yegenda okuleeta
don't think the sea will be the one bringing
era nga bakugamba
and they tell you
nti okufa n'amagombe
that death and hell
abo ne baleeta abafu
they took growth out of dead
bano babeera bamalayika
these are angels
era mu kubikwa esula ey'omukaaga
revelation 6
oluyi n'olw'omusanvu
is verse 7
n'olw'omunaana
and 8
tugenda kuba twongera okwetegereza
we are going to move on to see
ebikwataga n'ebitabo bino ebyokufa
what concerns these books of death
naye nga bano be bali baleeta ku musango
but these were are the ones who will bring them on judgment
bali mu bitabo ebyo ebibiri
and in those two books
kubikulwa essuula ey'omukaaga n'olinyirwa omusanvu
revelation 6 from verse 7
bwe yabembula akabonero ak'okuna n'empulya eddoboozi ly'ekiramu ekyokuna nga kyogera nti jangu n'endaba era laba embalasi eya kyenvu n'eyali atuddeko erinnya ly'ekufa ne magombe n'agenda naye
yesu yebazibwa
praise Jesus
waliwo embalasi eya kyenvu gye mutunula ku kipande kiri
it is a yellow horse which I see on the other image
n'omulala ali waggulu
and another who is up it
ali ku mbalasi eya kyenvu
one on the yellow horse
ayitibwa kufa
is called death
oli ali waggulu
the one up him
malaika abaddon
angel abaddon
bamuyita magombe
it is called hell
kati abo bagenda kuleeta abafu
those will bring the dead
malaika we magombe
the angel of hell
agenda kubaleeta abali mu kkomera lya katonda
to bring them from the prison of God
agayitibwa geyena oba obunnyo obutakoma
as hell or bottomless pit
malaika wo kufa
the angel of death
ajja kuleeta abali babali ku nsi
bring the one who will be still on earth
babambuse mu kibuga kya katonda
and move them up in the city of God
katuluja anti amagombe gali eyo
don't think that hell is there
munnange bano ba malaika
friend these are angels
ate sibangu
and they are not easy
ukusiya bitwala bakumagombe
according to what we saw in hell
obake komera lya katonda
or the prison of God
obunyo obutakoma
the bottomless pit
yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
kulinyo unyo olusemba yo musule
we have the last verse in chapter
uga amati amagombe negatekebwa mu nyanja
say that hell was put in the sea
no kufa
even death
tubachi tukeza
it means what
ebintu kufa byabadde akwesa wansi bwenjuba
wa death has been using under the sun
amanyi n'obuyinza
the power and authority
nebyo nebadde bikosebwe magombe
everything used in hell
byonna oba mu komera
or in the prison
abikosebwa itibwa magombe
they are used by the edge of hell
ejatekwa munyanja yomu
they will be put in the lake of fire
oja kubisangana
you will find them right there
endwadde
the sickness
enjala
the famine
ebitala
the swords
nensolozi
and the wild beasts
yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
kitu batu kusaba
that's why we request you
we wale ebitabo bino byetugenda okulaba
avoid the books we are going to be seeing
obuta bibera
never to be with them
ebitabo byokufa
the books of death
yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
kubanga wali wabantu
for their people
abatambulide mu kitabo ekyokufa
both in the book of death
nga tebazi ukirana kuwa
and they never raised up at all
kyanga bayingire ekitabo ekyo
ever since they entered that book
bible yegamba
bible says
oba tutera okwatula
we always confess
mukama
lord
olwaliro ndokose
today I get saved
sangula amanyaga
write my names out
kitabo ekyokufa
from the book of death
ogawandike
and write them in
mu kitabo
ekyobulamu the book of life
wayingira ndi mu kitabo ekyokufa
when did you enter the book of death
okufa Adam
Eva sees Adam sinned. All of us sinned within him. And the day
Adam,
all who came from Adam
when
they sinned with either the book of death.
The
Bible speaks like this in its issue. In
1
Corinthians 15 verse 22.
Bakulisa ekisoke sura ya 15 n'olunyiriri lwabiri mu bbiri.
1 Corinthians 15 verse 22.
Kuba bonna nga bwe baafiira mu Adamu era bwe batyo mu Kristo bonna bwe balifuukira abalamu. Naye buli muntu mu kifo kye ye.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Adam.
All died through Adam.
Yes,
within Christ Jesus, they enter life.
But
now the situations are these.
Yes,
understood Christ is the book of life.
Adam.
All who passed through Adam, they entered the book of death.
You
heard of death very well. The angel of death will speak of.
But I
tell you, the book of death. Don't think it's a book and death is something.
Kufa wuri wali.
Death is there. He's an angel of death. He has the book of death.
And
when they say the book of death, who has this book? Death is there with his book. And
you're
going to see how his book appears.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For
we had the book of death,
but
we never knew of death. And you could understand his book. But
today
when you understand him, you can understand his book. After knowing the angel of death, if you understand the book of death, let's get briefly to Revelation back. Revelation 6. From verse 7 and 8.
Bwe yabembula akabonero akookuna ne mpulira eddoboozi ly'ekiramu ekyokuna nga kyogera nti jangu. Ne ndaba era laba embalaasi eya kyenvu n'eyali atuddeko erinnya lye kufa.
Bamuyitaani?
Kati
bw'owulira nti ekitabo kya kufa.
Now when you hear the book of death, don't expect this anyone having it like God. That is the angel of death. He owns that book. When you reach Jerusalem, I thought they are going to be bringing out the book and God is having it. But death, when you explain the book you put in the
people,
it amazes when you discover it.
Do you know,
everyone in the body of death is in the book of death.
He clothed
you the body of death himself. That's why they tell you that flesh and blood never inherits God's kingdom. Already in the book of death. He is in the city. In the city I go to surprise. I thought they were going to be bringing out a big book of death. When I asked where is the book there, he has no time to write in and delete at the same time. For human beings die every time. You get saved a little and you backslide. He has no that time. Everyone in the body of death, you are in the book of death. Here is where they ask you to get born again. If you refuse, write in that book. Praise Jesus. And he explains this death to show he has authority over you. This thou will come upon you. Revelation 6:8.
Nendaba era laba embalaasi eya kyenvu n'eyali atuddeko erinnya lye kufa ne magombe n'agenda naye.
Magombe agoberera emabega.
Hell follows him behind.
Jukira singa kufa kusumba.
If death gets start to shepherd you, he hands you over to hell. That is the flock where they put you. According to Psalms, Psalms 49, verse 14. Let's read there and we get back here. Be very careful in these words. Psalms 49, verse 14.
Zaburi yana muenda n'olinyirirwa 19. Baateekerwawo magombe ng'ekisibo. Okufa kunaabeeranga omusumba waabwe.
Omusumba omuli.
You've heard the shepherd.
Asumba bonu.
He shepherds the evil people.
Buli gwara banga ali mu kitabo kye.
Everyone sees in his book.
Atazali gwanga mulundi gwa kubiri.
Born again.
Ya musumba.
He is the one who shepherds them.
Bwamukowa.
When he gets tired of them.
Amuereza magombe.
He sends them ahead to hell.
Malaika we magombe.
The age of hell.
Ya baba siba.
That's where they imprison them.
Elali liba komera.
And the other is the prison.
Chiba chisibo.
It's a flock.
And
the shepherds do with wild beatings. And the grass you eat there is not easy. We speak of beatings and the fire. The swords and the serpents.
That
is the shepherd called hell. If death gets tired of you,
you
know, people died long time back. They trouble their shepherd and gets tired of them. And he sends them in the flock. That's why they say he saw a horse sitting on his
magombe.
Hell was coming behind him. The ones get tired he gives to hell.
And
I want to request you that you are entered in the book of life. That's the Lord Jesus.
But
himself of the shepherd death. He shepherds like this. We've gone back to Revelations.
Tuli mu kubikulwa essuula ey'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Revelation 6 verse 8.
Ne magombe n'agenda naye, ne baweebwa obuyinza ku kitundu ekyokuna eky'ensi. Okutta n'ekitala.
Ekitala, entalo mu nsi.
Abeera awo. In the world, he is right there.
Ensi kyemuva mulaba tetereera.
Don't you see the world never settles?
Oli kufa ayinza okuba bunyaabunya.
Death can trouble you.
For
we refuse the book of life, Jesus. And wars will never cease to be the world. Until all people decide to believe Jesus. That's why at the end, you will end removing all of the pains and wars. For death,
for
when we angered God, that is what came out. He shepherds using a sword, that is wars. And you cry in those situations. Never end until all people decide to believe Jesus.
You
refuse to believe Jesus.
They
will hand you to the shepherd hell.
And he
shepherds you from the bottomless pit.
His
shepherding is a very wild shepherding. You who are with us, you heard what is in hell. The other shepherd is a very harsh shepherd. He can first tie you on a chain, you have nowhere to run. It's what is called the flock. The word flock. You get a rope and tie people. He never uses a rope. He uses a chain. According to Revelation 20, verses 1 and 2. And he shepherds you with beatings.
Revelation 6, verse 8. The
famine you see which never ends. You know what death does? Even church when refuses to align themselves, they give death authority to cause famine to the church. That's why in Habakkuk, Haggai, when we abandon the house of God, and death is sent to our pockets and it puts holes in our pockets. You eat, you never get satisfied. That pastor. If you are in the book of death,
you are
in the life, he has no problem with you. That's why born again. Something happened on us. Never accept that you don't get born again.
We
call it a joking life. We thought it's to get silver and gold. We thought it's to drive cars. And I want to tell you, those additions to God's children, what is important, it's not the kingdom of God. You get born again. Given a body from heaven. And you get from the body of death.
Every time
in the body of death, you are in the book of death himself. And he is your shepherd.
He
shepherds with these other things down.
kubikura essuula ey'omukaaga n'olunyiri lwa munaana.
Revelation 6 verse 8.
Nti n'olumbe n'ensolo
olid
jobhat
asumbisa endwadde
shepherds using disease
ankubulira olaba
itel you see
olaba endwadde zino
see these sicknesses
mulimu ffe ezatuweebwako obuyinza zonna
all we are given right over them.
Kubanga mukama ffe yagamba
for the Lord said the apostles
n'agamba
he told them
okusinzira bitwalaba mu Yokana 10
na God what is John
agamba nti omanyi Lazaro taladde endwadde
yaafa he told them Lazarus is not gotten sick of death.
If
he's not gotten sick to death,
this sickness
is not from the angel of death. The sickness he's given them, it was the sickness of the devil. And we can heal them. If you see the sickness which you can never heal, and you know who has brought them, he is called death.
No
matter what you do, you can never be safe from it. And they will heal them. Must be the sisters who take away sin.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even in the hospital, you can shepherd you from there. And it reaches the night and he calls hell. Tell him sit close here, for you are taking some of them. And you make noise.
Remember,
hell, when it comes close to you, it is pain.
That is
why in the night all they are pain because of hell coming close. Others were asking, why do sick people have pain more in the night? In the night you sin more thinking it's darkness. The ones in hell, they come on
earth.
In the day there are a few of them. That's why they take few people during day. But in the night they increase. And they go with the as the sun is coming out, they are changed and move out. And they go back to hell. When it comes night, they strike back to
earth.
11, they get shouting. I used to see them myself. Who are these coming to us?
Now first
look proper. And the sick are crying. And they are with
Abaddon.
And the groups have come.
You say,
how can we pray for them?
You say,
you can't pray prayer. Only the saints can tell them to pass the other ends. According to Isaiah 13,
the saints
can tell them, leave my sick person, move to the other ends. I'll pray for grace to Jesus towards them.
Amen.
The brethren should go. We also minister. Let the rain go and serve the ones in the village. They have forgotten Elijah, but they have not forgotten
him.
They want to see your faith, how it stands.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
But they have
understood. Please, they have to reduce it.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. I told you, shepherd with the beast of the field. Even if it's a mosquito, they use it to shepherd and it strikes you. And we in Christ, and you get sick and you ask for the blood to cleanse you. In the morning, they see you jumping and walking very comfortable.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I pray you be in the book of life.
And you be saved
of the shepherd, death and hell. Be in Christ Jesus. And your word is what's in you. And work to fulfill them. I'll prove you be seeing of the fullness in life.
He
said he came to have life. Life which is full.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
The problem we found, the shepherd of the evil ones, he gave them his body. Whoever appeared in the body of death, he is in the book of death. They have nowhere else they are written. And this man,
Adam,
Adam.
Yagenda maso nokaba nagamba.
He moved on to cry and he said,
"Nganda bino mubiri gwo kufa.
Woe unto me with this body of death."
Barumye surene yo musanvu.
Romans 7. Let's begin from 23.
Balumi esule yomusavu nori njiru wabili musatu.
Romans 7:23.
Na ye ndabe teke dalamo bitondo byange ngalilu wana ne teka eliyama gezi gange. Ilanga lindeta mubufuge wansuwe teke eliyechibi elili mubitondo byange. Zenga ndi muntu munaku. Ani alindokola mubili kwa kufa kuno.
Fanange kufa. Kufa yampo mubili na ye mponyo.
A body who will save me from it.
The
body you have is the body of death. Its owner is called death. It is not alone. There are 200 billion of them. They work together with hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He said,
"Who
will save me from this body of death?" Christ took him to make us born again. Listen this verse.
Romans 7:25. Nebaza Katonda kuwa Kristo mukama waffe. Nebaza Katonda kuwa Yesu Kristo mukama waffe.
Yebaza mukama waffe Yesu.
Thank the Lord Jesus.
Ubanga singa teyajja.
If we never came,
fight kusobola kuva mu kitabo
kyokufa. We never get out of the book of death.
Ukwitibwa mubiri gw'okufa.
Which is called the body of death.
Buli ali mubiri gw'okufa.
Where is it, the body of death?
Abera mu kitabo kyokufa.
We are within the book of life.
Katonda tuvula taina budde kwawula nti awandike mu kitabo.
That's why God has no time to separate and write.
Akugamba ekintu kimu.
He tells you one thing.
Bw'oba oyagala okuwona,
if you want to be saved,
zaalibwa omulundi
ogw'okufa, you get born again.
Bw'oba okyagaanye,
if you refuse,
manya oli butereevu mu kitabo kyokufa.
You are in the book of death.
Era nga mukama waffe
and our master,
ekibi kinagamba kyayita mu Adamu.
He said the sin passed through Adam,
n'okuyingira mu mubiri gw'okufa,
to enter the body of death.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Banga yamugamba,
for he told him,
bw'oli kwata ku muti ogwo,
if you touch of that tree,
tolirema kufa,
you will surely die.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Bw'agambye tolirema kufa,
if he say you surely die,
yali amugamba oli tolimuwona kankubuuli,
he was telling me you will never escape death.
Titoli wona malaika wa kufa.
You will never escape the angel of death.
Ereji singo kuewunyisa.
What surprises most?
Nti kasta Adam yafa.
As soon as Adam died,
teyamanya mubiri kuli ogwo obulamu gye gwala.
He never knew where the body of life went.
Yagenda okwikanga.
He saw himself.
Bana ngate kuno mubiri ngu
jewa. Where have I gotten this body?
Yabano Eva.
Look at Eve. My goodness.
Biche bibiri mukifuba.
What is in your chest?
No na agana mtu no
live the Eve looking at Adam.
Adam ni obijewa.
What have you gotten this one?
Na malagala tuwebi
take up ourselves.
Kumbe bamuwanyisamu.
Transfigured. Angel of death was close there.
And
transferred, gave him another body. And he gave him his body.
The
proof is within the book of death. He gave him a body.
Asumbiwa bulungi,
whereby he can be shepherded very well.
Kubanga abamuleka mubiri guli ogw'ekimalayika,
he left him in the body of the angels.
Endwadde zandibadde teziguluma.
Sickness would have struck that body.
Njala yandibadde teguluma.
Famine could never struck it.
Ekitala,
the sword,
n'ensolo y'ensi,
even the piece of the field.
Kati yamuwera ddala omubiri mwenye mwayinza omusumbira obulungi,
the body out of which he can shepherd him very well. When he strikes you with sickness, you shout and cry.
Because
the command had said this.
Barumi.
Let's go to Genesis. Genesis 3. Let's begin from verse 2.
15-16.
Genesis 2, verse 15.
Mukama Katonda n'atwala omuntu n'amuteeka mu lusuku Adeni alulimenga alukuumenga. Mukama Katonda n'alagira omuntu n'amugamba nti, buli muti ogw'omu lusuku olyangako nga bw'onooyagalanga, naye omuti ogw'okumanya obulungi n'obubi togulyangako, kubanga olunaku lw'oligulyako tolirema kufa.
Owulidde ekigambo kye yamugamba, olikukwatako tolirema kufa. Nejjukira omuti ogw'obulamu ye Yesu.
Remember, the tree of life is Jesus himself.
Omuti ogw'okumanya obulungi n'obubi,
of knowing good from evil,
ojja kwongera obitegeera mu kuba eryokusatu.
You will know it more in the third heaven,
eri olusuku lwa Katonda,
where the garden of God is.
Naye yamugamba kasita oligukwatako tolirema kufa.
Touch of it, you will surely die.
Yamugamba malayika oli,
he told him the other
yali waali,
who was close around.
Oyo malayika kw'olwo olunaku yali alinze emirimu gye naye bamutaatandika okukola.
Angel was waiting for his works that when it troubled him, he became sorrow. What we speak of is this.
You
heard in John 8,
the
devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. Let me tell the devil, you see,
he doesn't
know where he gets and takes someone out of his body. That he kills you. What he does is one. He makes you do what will cause you to die.
And that's what
he Adam in Genesis 3.
And
he brought him words of death.
Let me
tell you, no matter accident the devil makes for you, he
believes
brings sicknesses like he did to Job. You can never take him out of the body. There is what we call death.
He
is the angel who gets you out of the body. When he gets you out, you're not in the book of life. You see yourself in his book. And he sends you to the shepherd.
Magombe.
Hell.
And he
shepherds you to the days of judgment. If you don't dare get born again, you're going to see of the lake of fire, which is called the second death. Check you, and even the lake of fire, you are there. That's you are in the two books.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They
have
been asked the second book who he is.
Munangi.
Friend,
it's
the lake of fire. It's called the second death. We shall see it ahead.
They're
going to be bringing big books. The others have been counted, they already fell in there.
For
I told you we are going to study what will be in it. What will be in the lake of fire.
For
God has already made them. You know, to prepare everything and it's finished. That's why they say God is of order.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. But I won't tell you. When God said that when you touch of the tree, you'll surely die. He told him, you'll never escape the angel of death. That is why you see, he immediately changed him and put him in the body of death.
So we again, is,
now be very careful.
For
in Proverbs 8,
verse 5 to 36,
he said, whoever sees me sees life. Who hate me, they love death. If you love death, is the other angel.
It
becomes your shepherd then. For Jesus is the shepherd of the saints. He's the shepherd of the children of God. The good shepherd. We are still in Exodus. These are the schemes of the devil. Out of which
you must
to deceive the angel of death to get it right over us. And
he
changed us, put us in the book of death, which is called the body of death. Genesis 3 from verse 1.
N'omusota gwali mukalabakalaba okusinga ensolo zonna ez'omunsiko ze yakola Mukama Katonda. Ne gugamba omukazi nti bw'atyo bwe yayogera Katonda nti temulyanga ku miti gyonna egy'omu lusuku. Omukazi n'agamba omusota nti ebibala by'emiti egy'omu lusuku tulya. Wabula ebibala by'omuti oguli wakati mu lusuku Katonda yayogera nti temugulyangako newankubadde ogukwatako muleme okufa. Omusota ne gugamba omukazi nti okufa temulifa.
It was speaking and calling us.
Tite okufa temulifa.
We will not die.
We have no mbili gw'okufa.
Others say that he had the body of death.
Okimanyi nti abantu balowooza nti balamukaakano.
People think that they are living. I wondered.
They
discover that thousands of people under the sun. Even they passing there.
But don't have a form of
okufa. They have died in the book of death. For their dead all days. And they are counted in the book of death.
Until
they accept Jesus. And they walk within the word.
Yes, we ever
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now the devil. Today tells people they are living.
Yes,
when Jesus comes, he says, you are dead.
Then
the dead go bury their dead. Who is dead here? Is a book of death. Things are not easy. But
there
is a dawn with understanding. Like we are.
Genesis
3 verse 5.
Kubanga Katonda amanyi nti olunaku lwe muligulyako mmwe. Amaso gammwe lwe galizibuka.
Nsitaani n'abafera.
But the devil conned them.
Mugenda zibuka amaso.
You're going to open your eyes.
Ekibuzo kyali bwe
kye. The question was this.
Mulusuku batambulangamu nga tebalaba.
If they gathered they walk when they are blind.
Bali balaba.
They were seen.
Naye kyali kigenda okubaba.
What was going to happen on them?
Omubiri gwakufa.
The body of death.
Biki ebyo olina mu kifuba?
Musajja human.
N'ebitundu wabiki? Baali bagenda zibuka amaaso nga bali mu mubiri mulala.
Open their eyes when they are in another body.
Kubanga mu lusuku omuti gwe bagubagaana bagulaba.
Ebibala
byako baali babiraba.
What eyes were going to be opened?
Omanyi omuntu okulimba.
You need person to lie to you.
Ogenda kulaba nnyo.
That you're going to be seeing more.
Ogenda okukizuula nga badde tolaba.
Discover you're not being seen.
Yakufera tewalaba.
And be conned you never saw.
Waziba buzibi maaso.
You got blinded.
Naye omuntu okugamba.
A person to tell you.
Lunaku lwona alya ku muti ogwo.
The day you eat of the tree.
Kino ekizimbe bakulimba tekiri bwe
kiti. This building the light to you is not like
this. Ogenda kya nga ki.
You're going to see it.
Nga roofu yeri wano.
And it's upside down.
Katonda akitadde kifuula
nnenga. God has made it as I turned it upside down.
The
devil called and said, it is not right. If you right, if you eat, you will see things right. Things were rightful in their rightful position. When he ate of it, and they became upside down.
I don't
understand what we try to say. There was nothing like eyes opening.
Genesis 3
verse
5. Katonda okumanya obulungi n'obubi. Omukazi bwe yalaba ng'omuti mulungi okulya era nga gusanyusa amaaso n'omuti nga gwakwegombebwa okuleeta amagezi n'anoga ku bibala byagwo n'alya n'awa era ne ku musajja we naye n'alya amaaso gaye bombi ne gazibuka ne bategeera nga baali
bwereere.
Omanyi amangu ago
omubiri
gwe baalina
ogwali
gutalaga nti bali bwereere.
Showing them their naked. It was like of the angels. It disappeared immediately.
As
they made a mistake and accepted. As they looked at each other. Bible said they went to get things to cover themselves. Now before they look at themselves. There was a transfer of bodies. They took the other body and they were swallowed of this body of death. That day they entered the book of
death.
Whoever came from them, they entered that book.
But
the Lord says, you man, you would have been Adam. Even that woman would have been Eve. All of us came from one person. Woman sees Eve.
Omusajja mulaba
Adam. Woman sees Adam.
Agamba nti nebuwandibadde gwe nga kuwasooka.
You was first.
Gwe wandikoze
ere ekyo. You would have been done the same thing.
Tuvula bagamba nti twayingira mu kibi kya Adam.
That's why they say we enter the sin of Adam.
Kubanga Adam.
For we are the Adam.
Bali be ba Eve.
The others are the Eves.
Akati soko mbulireyo.
Now you tell me.
Abeere omukazi omu mumwe.
Yet be a woman.
Akakasa nti yandikibuusi.
To prove they would have escaped that temptation.
Kala abeere omusajja
atubuulire. A man who can prove and tell us.
Era bukodyo ki bwe yandikozesa.
In what trick they would have used.
Okuwona sitaani mu kaseera.
To be safe of the devil at that moment.
Nga n'olwaliro oyagala kusajjala ata musajjala si waka.
Even today you want to be like a boss home.
Oyagala kuba nga Katonda.
You want to be like a God.
Waliyo omukazi yenna akkiriza bamulinnyeko abeere
wansi.
Awulira nga naye ayagala kuba nga Katonda.
They do feel they want to be God.
Kale oba okkiriza gwe jangu otuule wano
wansi. You accept, come sit down here.
Naku obanga otuula.
Every day sit down.
Ekigezo ky'okwagala okufuuka ba Katonda.
The test of wanting to become God.
Ne kati tukyakirimu.
Now we still have it.
Era abasumba beefudde ba spiritual
fathers. Pastors have made themselves spiritual fathers.
Abalala ba senior pastors.
Others are senior pastors.
Era abalala kankano bayitibwa ba daddy.
And now they are called dad.
Mami n'owulira ka mami.
And you feel your mommy.
Ozaala emyoyo gwani ku wakazaala.
To spirit. Whose have you given birth to?
Embeere ekyatulimu ne kati tugirwanako buli wanyi.
Mentality is still in us. wanting to become God. Miracles and you see as the
God. Create miracles.
Those situations.
And
they want to be seen, they are strong.
But
they are on the Lord of Lords showing power over them. You find a young child and they are claiming
that
who is powerful of you. Get out of that place. The great and the stronger one is God. Do a little and you claim you're wise.
You're
wise. Eat of the tree. God is the only wise God. Everything you do, you want to show you are the best. Me, I hate that. For God showed me them
alike.
That the situations are still in us. Do a little. I'm the most beautiful. I'm the one with the best
hair.
I have the best eyes. I have the ones of God. Where did that get out of us? One who scorned God who created the other.
Yes, he was you.
Praise
Jesus.
But I prove you have to get humble. Bible says that from then there was a trance and they entered the book of death in the body of death in a twink of an eye. Bible shows then when the Lord will have come back, they
will
got born again and were given a body from heaven.
We
would have gotten for the book of death and the book of life, and in a twink
there
will be unclothing of this body.
It will
appear in a new body. The same thing happened in the garden.
In the
twinkle of an eye, they got another body. They saw the body. It would never reside in the garden of God. They had to be chased there. In 1 Corinthians 15, 50 to 53.
Nechino chenjogera aboluganda ngombino musai tebiyinza. Tebiyinza kusikira bwakabaka bwa Katonda. So okuvunda tekusikira butavunda. Laba mbabulira ekyama, tetuli ebaka ffenna, naye ffenna tulifuusibwa mangu ago nga kutemya kikowe akagombe akankomerero bwe kalivuga, kubanga kalivuga n'abafu balizuukizibwa obutavunda.
We
do
shall
be changed. Now the ones in the garden, as long as they accepted the tree to eat of the fruits, they never knew how they changed. As they changed, something happened, they saw the naked. Where did you get that body? These mysteries are not told. You see that they go to see they're naked. All along they never understood. There was a change in the myth. I reached the garden, they showed me these things. Why did you explain them in the book? He said, I love them, love me. And they would then seek me, see me. When, how seek you? Isaiah 34, verse 16. Look in the book of the Lord.
God
will read it there. No.
Isaiah
28:9-13. Command by command.
Scripture.
Here, Erido, there, Erido. Just seek for them. We have to seek him like that. That's what he put in the book everything. And he threw things in different books. Now I see the problem of the church.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
twali tusobola kumanya kyekyo ababaako
ebyatalo
naye bakyusibwa mangu
ago
era bakulisa kisooka 15:5 mbiri n'omusaayi.
And it says flesh and blood does not inherit the kingdom of God. That's why he chased them from up.
And he
brought them on earth where they had been made from. Praise Jesus. And we heard in Genesis 3, verse 22 and 24, that God banished man from the garden to go cover and dig the world he got him from. And he brought him on earth where we've spent a long time. And Adam, our master through the Holy Spirit,
he
moved on to bring back his voice. And he passed through Apostle Paul. He explained to us how things happen.
These
you can understand them when you're in Jerusalem
City.
You hear the voices that Adam is the one speaking. In this image you see it.
Oh.
When we started on the screens.
Oh.
The lampstands, there are seven. As we show you the cities. When you read the Bible of heaven, and the one speaking you see him aside. When we started the first boat, the Holy Spirit,
Paul,
and Paul,
Adam.
We moved behind him, there was Adam behind him. Me, I was, is it like this? The Holy Spirit. And the down is flying.
And
the dove passes. You see Paul. As Paul is taken away. You see who is that?
Adam.
And the word passes. I said, my God. This is interesting. And as we get in the Bible, and you read here, Adam is speaking and you get happy. I said, this is Adam. I could not hear him proper.
Don't
think I could understand this in my wisdom. It's impossible, it's not there. What I know was taught by God.
Amen.
We've
gone to Romans 7, verse
7.
Adam explains what happened on him. But the voice passed through Apostle Paul. Romans 7, verse 7.
Kale tunayogera tutya? Amateeka kye kibi, kitalo. Naye sandi tegedde kibi, wabula mu mateeka. Kubanga sandi manye kwegomba, singa amateeka tegayogera nti, teweegombanga. Naye ekibi bwe kyalaba we kiyima ne kikolanga mu nze olw'amateeka okwegomba kwonna kubanga wataba mateeka ekibi nga kifudde nange dda nabanga mulamu awatali mateeka. Naye ekiragiro bwe kyajja ekibi ne kizuukira nange ne nfa.
Adamu yamalako ebbanga
mu nsiko.
This
one we see in Genesis 2, verse 6 and 7. He was in the garden without a command for some time. When God saw sin was about to come, he gave him a command and only it was good to save him.
Like
he did to Lot and his wife.
He
told them, don't look behind. Only there was the salvation point for them.
But
he knew who was going to look even behind.
He
told them, don't look behind.
If
they hold
under
the commandment, they would have lived. But they broke it and looked behind.
She
became a pillar of salt. What was to save Adam and Eve? I speak of you and me.
We
Eve
and the
Adams.
If
we kept this command,
we
would have seen sin. It's the only saving point for us. That's why Adam says he used to live. I used to live without a command. But when they told him don't eat, the devil saw as if a door had been opened for him. God was seeking who loves him. Whether if
you
obey his commands, we love him. That's why he speaks in John. This is how we know they will love God. If we obey his commandments.
Romans 7
verse 10.
n'ekiragiro ekyali ekyokuleeta obulamu ekyo ne kirabika gyendi ekyokuleeta okufa kubanga ekibi bwe kyalaba we kiyima olw'ekiragiro ne kinnimba ne kinzita olw'ekyo bwe kityo amateeka matukuvu n'ekiragiro kitukuvu kituukirivu kale ekirungi kyafuuka okufa gyendi kitalo naye ekibi kirabike okuba ekibi kubanga kyekyandeetera okufa olw'ekirungi ekibi kiryoke kyeyongerenga okubeera ekibi olw'ekiragiro kubanga tumanyi ng'amateeka ge g'omwoyo naye nze ndi wa mubiri natundibwa okufugibwa ekibi
bino yabyogera oluvannyuma nga bamugobye mu
lusyo
naye ate omwoyo yabikomya ate ng'abiisa mu
Pawulo
kubanga kyenkola sikimanyi kubanga kyenjagala si kyenkola
ate n'abaana be batandika
okukola
kubanga Kayini ate atemyeko Abeli omutwe ebintu byatandika okubanga bizibu nnyo
era
kyovula mu lunyiro lwabirimu ennyaga
amba ekigambo kyo
Baruumi 7:24 nze nga ndi muntu munaku ani alindokola mubiri ogw'okufa kuno
yamaliriza ataali mubiri
gwakufa
kakati weebuuze bonna abaava mu adamu ki kye baliko
ababadde
banoonya ekitabo ky'okufa
buli
muntu ayita wansi w'enjuba
wan'ajja
ayambala omubiri
guno
n'agaana okukkiriza
yesu
ng'oggyeko abaana abasobole
oba
abaana abatannaweza myaka
7
kubanga bwe baakomoleranga abantu okulaga nti ayambudde omubiri
gw'okufa
n'ogenda kubitunuulira olabe weegi emyaka omwana omusowole
njogera
gw'oggyamu mu lubuto
omwakankulamu
oyo ye agenda kuba yesu yakufiirira
ate
tagaanye kumukkiriza omwana okuva ku mwaka ogusooka paka ku myaka
7
abeera naye yafiirirwa
yesu
kubanga okukkiriza alina kukkiriza na mutima gwe
ate
aba talina kufuna magezi gasalawo
lwaki
ku mwaka ogw'omusanvu
gyemyomusanvu
giba amaze okukola lawundi ofe bamaze okumuwa amagezi
okutegeera
mu mutima gwe
tuvula
luliza abanga nnaku musanvu
olw'omunaana
bakukomola
okulaga
nti oyambudde omubiri
gw'ennyama
akati gwe awezezza emyaka 8
okuddaoba
gwe agayalira omwana
womusiraba
bakyamubalira mu kitabo eky'okufa kuba kati atuuse
okusalawookukkiriza
yesu oba okumugaanayesu
yeebazibwekale
kiri erife
aka
n'okubikulibwa
okutegeereraayesu yeebazibwanaye
nga amazima gali
bwegati
abantu bonna abayita wansi w'enjuba babeera mu kitabo eky'okufa
tuuka
lwe bakkiriza yesu
ye
n'abayingiza mu kitabo
kye
kwekubeera mu ye
n'ebigambo
byo nga biri
mu
abeebakira mu kristo
bw'ova
mu mubiri guno
kubanga
omubiri gwa gwe
gwebase
gwe n'osibira mu kibuga kya katonda bamalayika be bakutwala
naye
twerwaneko
okusinzira
ku bikulu esula abaruumi esula
y'okutaana
mukama waffe ayogera
bw'ati
Abaruumi essuula ey'okutaano Abaruumi essuula ya 5 olunyi lwa
14
naye okufa kwafuga okuva ku Adamu okutuusa ku Musa era kwabo abataasobya ng'engeri ey'okwonoona ku Adamu ye kye kifaananyi ky'oyo agenda okujja
Adamu yali kifaananyi kya Mukama
waffe
nga bw'olaba abantu bwe baayingira mu kitabo eky'okufa nga bayita mu
Adamu
ate abayingira mu kitabo eky'obulamu bayita mu
kristoasita
kweyingira mu kristo
yesu
oba omaze okuyingira mu kitabo eky'obulamu
amin Baruumi essuula ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri lwa 15 naye ng'okwonoona kuli bwe kwali era n'ekirabo tekyali bwe kityo kuba obanga olw'okwonoona okw'omu abaafa bangi okusinga ennyo ekisa kya Katonda n'ekirabo olw'ekisa eky'omuntu oli omu Yesu Kristo kyasukkirira okubuna abangi era nga bwe kwajja ku bw'omu eyayonoona ekirabo tekyali bwe kityo kubanga omusango gwava kwomu okusinga naye ekirabo ne kiva mu byonoono ebingi okuweesa obutuukirivu kuba obanga olw'okwonoona kwomu okufa kwafuga ku bwomu okusinga ennyo abo abaweebwa ekisa ekisukkirivu n'ekirabo eky'obutuukirivu balifugira mu bulamu ku bw'oyo mu Yesu Kristo
Yesu yeebazibwe tuyambiddwa tuwaliwo okubikulirwa okuyingira mu Kristo
Yesu
tusobola okuyingira mu kitabo eky'obulamu naye nga nkakasa otegeere ddala wayingiradde mu kitabo
eky'okufa
era by'obadde yatulanga
nsangula
mu kitabo
eky'okufa
onyingize mu kitabo eky'obulamu
obadde
osaba kuva mu kifaananyi kya Adamu okuyingira mu kifaananyi kya Mukama
Yesu
era Bayibuli yagamba nti ffenna abatizibwa okuyingira mu Kristo Yesu twayambala Kristo subira mwali mukisomyeko mu Bagalatiya kiriza oyambale Mukama waffe
Yesu
asobole okulabisibwa mu bulamu obwo
onaakakasa
ng'oli mu kitabo eky'obulamu okusinda ku Matayo sura y'omunaana Bayibuli eraga buli muntu ali wansi w'enjuba ali mu kitabo
eky'okufa
abeera mu kitabo eky'okufa
singa
yayambala omubiri guno ogwa Adamu
Matayo essuula ya 8 olunyi lwa 21 omuyigirizwa we omulala n'amugamba nti mukama wange sooka ondeke ŋŋende nziike kitange naye Yesu n'amugamba nti yita nange leka abafu bazike abafu baabwe
akati tabbu nowooza ogiraba munnanga baali batwala
omulambo
n'omulambo
bonna
baali bafu era abantu waliwo ebintu ebitiisa naye ng'ate bisanyusa mu kumanya omanyi osinga n'abantu mbu batwala
omulambo
munnange nabo nga
mirambo
era nga bali mu kitabo eky'okufa budde bamanyi
ate
jjukira naffe mu bulokozi omusana gubadde
gutuweddeko
nga tuli mu kitwale waliwo amaanyi katuweddewo
naffe
kubanga ayina oyogera mu kubikulwa
ssatu
n'abaali balamusa ate baddamu ne
bafuuka
ne baddayo ate mu kitabo
eky'okufa
Yesu
yeebazibwe
naye tusaba Katonda atunyweze ku mulundi
guno
enjiri y'obwakabaka
bw'omuli
ebintu bingi eby'okumanya era singa twali tutambula bwe tuyinga ekkanisa
emyaka
gye mwamaze abamu ku mwenga
mulokosemwandibadde
munina ebigambo ebijjudde amagezi ga
Katonda era
mwandibadde mwogera obwakabaka
nga
mubunyumyako nga sitole gye
mwakuliramunyumya
ebyawandiikibwa ng'olinga muwakulira
olaba onyumya sitole
wakulirako egindi n'egindi
n'egindiyogera
naye twakulira mu kimu
by'obwakabakaokukyanga
tuyingira ekkanisa biki bye
tukulire
mulimu abalinamu emyaka
esatubalinamu
etaano
ekumi
asatu
n'abalala
ana
naye
nga tayinza dde okutegeeza
ebyobwakabaka
bw'omugamba nti obuluulu obwo bwamanye kati yayiga ne bwe bakakuba akakuba n'amuzika n'omutw ati n'akukyusa n'agugalika ati akuba nduulu bw'omugamba ositula obutebe
ekyategeera bulungi
ebyo bwakabaka
bw'omuggulu okumanya
tewali
naye
tukakasa Katonda
nga
tukulembeddwa mu mwoyo
mutukuvu
tuli baakuzza obwakabaka bwe mu bantu era mu kanisa ye n'ebyo bwakabaka biri
byakutegeererwa
Yesu yeebazibwe naye nga abantu bano abafu bwe twali tusoma mu kitabo ky'okufa kino era nga malayika w'okufa andaga abali mu kitabo
kye
ebintu ebyasinga
okunewa
be bantu nga ye abalabanga amagumba
abaalina
nakubabonyaabonya Ezekiel 37 njagadde okuyisa mu bwangu kuba kyali byali bingi
Ezekiel 37 n'olunyiriri olusooka omukono gwa Mukama gwali kunze n'antwala n'anfulumiza mu mwoyo gwa Mukama n'azisa wakati mu kiwonvu kale nga kijjudde amagumba n'agampisaako okugeetooloola kale laba nga mangi nnyo nnyo mu kiwonvu mu bbanga era laba makalu nnyo n'aŋŋamba nti omwana w'omuntu amagumba gano gayinza okuba amalamu ne nziramu nti ayi Mukama Katonda gw'omanyi n'aŋŋamba nate nti lagulira ku magumba gano ogagambe nti ayi mwe amagumba amakalu mulire ekigambo kya Mukama bw'ati Mukama Katonda bw'agamba amagumba gano nti laba ndiyingiza omukka mu mmwe kale muli babalamu era ndibaleetako ebinywa era ndireeta ennyama ku mmwe ne mbabikkako eddiba
Yesu yebazibwe
amiina
omwana w'omuntu Mukama waffe
the son of man the Lord Jesus
eddoboozi lyali lya kitaffe
the voice of the father
alyogera ne Mukama waffe
Yesu spoke with the Lord Jesus
ate ye n'alisindikira Ezekiel
he sent it to Ezekiel
kyovuola omwana w'omuntu bw'atuuka ku nsiko
son of man reached the earth
yatugamba mulina oluzaalibwa omwoyo
told us you must n'amazzi ogw'okubiri
ne bamugamba okulangirira
what he was told to proclaim
Yesu
yebazibwe
wanotulangirira ku mutamu
here we are prophesying on saucepans
amasepitiga
on our saucepans
sawu business
pocket the business
naye mwana w'omuntu bwatuuka ku
kusiba son of man riches
yatukirize ekigambo
fulfill this word
ati tunaba ku malaya Ezekiel
before we finish Ezekiel
okay msinde tumulabe engaze
let's run see him when he has come
uri muyo kane sura ya kusatu
we are in John 3
nagambe we nali mubuza tubinonya
tukewa I told you I asked him how we seek for them
unyiriri kurunyi
scripture by scripture
wewe ndo vano nongo wandi senyiri oba
mukasima for me when you've written a couple of scriptures
akati gwe yamanyire ile uandika kama ne muongere ligambo
byo speak once write one scripture and speak your words
wano sibwe tulibwe
here we are not like that
tuongera mu kigambo cha
we don't add in the word of God
situtorako
we don't subtract from it
tuongera bitu
we don't speak what we want
Yokana sura yokusatu olinyiri olusoka
tulikulwa kusatu okay katandikirewo
Yokana sura yokusatu nolinyiri olusoka awaliwo omuntu omba farisayo elinya lye Nikodemo omwami mu Buyudaya oyo najja jali ekiro namugamba nti rabbi tumanyi nti oli muyigirizwa eyava eri Katonda kubanga tewali muntu ayinza okukola obubonero buno bwokola gwe wabula Katonda ngali naye Yesu n'addamu n'amugamba nti ddala nkugamba nti omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mulundi gwakubiri tayinza kulaba bwa kabaka bwa Katonda
amugamba olina ozaalibwa kubanga bw'otazaalibwa gwakubiri
ogwo
mubiri n'omusaayi olimu tojja kusobola
yeyigira
yali yakimanya abantu bafu
kubanga
yabagambirawo ng'atuuse
wano
Matayo 8:21-22 tireka abafu bagende baziike bafu
bannaabweiyo
yali amanyaze mu mirambo
nitwebaza
nti yayita tulaga nnyo kuba
twaninyiize
olaba yatugaa bugambe nti ye yalaba Ibulayimu Ibulayimu yalaba olunaku lwe n'asanyuka natugamba yaliwo nga Ibrahim tanakuba
told us he was before Abraham
mnonya mainja tumukubi
we wanted to storm him for that
abatugamba direct muri bafumira bomwe
you are dead you dead bodies
ejo nali cyane tutabudde
bwo that too would have troubled us so much
atingira cyari kitufu
and it was right
turi mu Yokana sura ya 3 n'olunyiri rwa 4
John 3:4
Nikodemo namugamba nti omuntu ayinza atya okuzaalibwa babanga mukadde.
Byabukadde nze ni mukadde kanyira to kuzaalibwa.
How can I get born again?
Amanyoli nava mu lubuto.
He knew you can't come from the stomach.
Yera bidde je batuzaalira mu soko.
God knew where they get back to us in the beginning. Genesis 2.
Nuro mukaga nuro mbusa.
Verse 6 and 7.
Amaziro gaso kokuyibao.
Where the waters were spreading over the sea.
Natfuwa mu nabumbo mu.
And God molded man.
Namfuwa mu kokuwa bulamu.
The breath of life in him. That is the Holy Spirit. He became a living soul. Bible says. Never became a living being. But a living soul.
He
had a body which was amazing. That is what we lost.
It's what we had.
If they restore it, you know you are in the book of life.
Iranga kuyayana kwafi
and in our yearning
tuwe kuwewa mubiri obo
is to be given that body
kaka sango zali
dwa to prove you're born again
kaka sango vude mchabe chokufa
prove you've gotten from the book of death
yokana tuche yongera
Yokana esule yokusatu noli nyiri olwokuna.
John 3 verse 4.
Ayinza okuyingira mu lubuto lwa nnyina omulundi ogw'okubiri n'azaalibwa? Yesu n'addamu nti, ddala ddala nkugamba nti omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mazzi na mwoyo tayinza kuyingira mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda. Ekizaalibwa omubiri kiba mubiri, n'ekizaalibwa omwoyo kiba mwoyo.
Twawulira nti Katonda gwe mwoyo.
We heard that God is spirit.
Era kyazaala kiba mwoyo.
What gives birth to his spirit.
Kisobola oyita wawo
ne kisi. It's like wind, it can pass and reach the other end.
Tobola ba Yesu bwe yamala okuzuukira.
Jesus rose up again.
Anawe muggala wo anayingira.
Even if you shut the house, he enters it.
Ayisewa.
Where has he passed?
Omanyi mapita baba
siba makomera. You know the Peter were imprisoned in the prison.
Abo bali bazalibwa ogw'okubiri.
They had gotten born again.
Malayika oluka mbasanga wabweru.
Angel comes to find them out of prison.
Bano ba Stephen,
the Stephens,
ba Philip,
batambulanga mu Azotus. They used to move through Azotus.
Bakyusibwa mu Katonda ajja kuli omubiri omulala.
Figured they get another body.
N'abula awo.
And it disappeared.
Omanyi kanisa bwe yali efaanana.
You know how church appeared?
Tetuli mu kabuntu
leero. Nothing like anything in us.
Tuli awo bubezi.
We are just there.
Nebo tunamala okubikulira ebigambo
bino.
Waliyo omulembe omupya gwe wuli ogwo bayita new generation
ogujja. Generation coming. You hear?
Ogwe kanisa.
Of church.
Eri mu kitiibwa kya Katonda.
Which is the glory of God.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga Yesu bwajja.
But when Jesus comes.
Yalagire kitufu tuzaliwo mulundi
ogwo. Proclaim that we get born again.
Ge magumba mu kiwonvu.
They are the valley. Bones in the valley.
Eranga mukama afi Yesu.
And Master Jesus.
Yagenda maso okwogera mu Zaburi ya
26. Also to speak in Psalms 23.
Yitene nseiti wachiwonvu chabafu.
World is called the valley of the dead.
Atusomeyo ko mu uli.
Speak and you hear it.
Yali mukama ka Daudi nga ayogera bino.
In the mouth of David and spoke this.
Zaburi ya 26. No linyiriri oluso
ka. Psalms 23 from verse 1.
Mukama ye musumba wange. Seta agenga. Angalamiza mu dundiro ery'omuddo omuto. Antwala ku mabbali agamazzi amateefu. Akomyawo emmeeme yange. Anuŋŋamya amakubo ag'obutuukirivu ku lw'erinnya lye. Era newankubadde nga ntambulira mu kiwonvu ky'ekisiikirize eky'olumbe, siritya kabi konna, kubanga ggwe oli nange. Oluga lwo n'omuggo gwo bye binsanyusa.
Ani abisanyukira?
Who rejoices over it?
Ani gwe baakuba?
Who was beaten?
Kama waffe.
Wasoma Isaiah 5 Musa.
Did you read Isaiah 53?
Oye yakubibwa.
He was the one who was.
Atine bamukuba yagamba ngachi mukama basonyo wetu amachikola.
He beat him, he said forgive them they don't know of what they
did. Yatambya mchiwovu wano.
He moved within this valley.
Era yali amanyama gumba agali mugenda afwabo.
The bones were in it were of the dead.
Uvura baba singa anaga eka mafuba gende bazikiba
fuba na let them throw them let the dead bury the dead.
Oyo kitafu gwe yali ayogera naye.
The father's one speaking with.
Ezekiel 37.
Ezekiel 37.
Ndi yogera ali amagumba agukabera amalamu.
On those bones to live.
Na mukama ndi amagumba.
Throw them these bones.
Tugende tusome.
Let's go and read.
Ezekiel 37 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Ezekiel 37 verse 6.
Bwati mukama Katonda bwagamba amagumba gano nti laba ndiyingiza omukka mu mmwe kale muli babalamu era ndibateekako ebinywa era ndireeta ennyama ku mmwe ne mbabikkako eddiba ne mbateekamu omukka kale mulimanya nga nze Mukama awo ne ndagula nga bwe nalagirwa awo bwe nnali nga ndagula ne wabaawo eddoboozi era laba ekikankano ky'ensi amagumba ne geegatta buli gumba ne gumba linnaayo.
Ani ajjukira kino?
Who remembers this?
Nga abatuma essula ya kubiri.
Chapter 2.
Nagula eri omukka.
Prophesied the wind.
Bwe yajja ne wabaawo ekikankano kinene.
When it came there was a shaking.
Bali ne babaawo omubiri
gwabwe. And the other were given their body.
Abatume.
The apostles.
Amen. Yonna yabikola tewali kyatakola.
Everything.
Era omwoyo buli tumulabako yatuwa omubiri okuva
mu ggulu. Spirit we see the one who gives us the body from heaven.
Yesu
yebazi.
Na yenga kubaita mwana wa Mungu kama ape mwenyewe Yesu.
Jesus himself.
Chemvudaga mati abantu abatambula wansi wenjuba wa.
People moving under the sun.
Bwana abiranga eri kumulengo gguru.
When we are on the door of heaven.
Okutunula eno nga munsi.
To look in the world.
Abantu skeletons.
And you see skeletons moving in the city.
Obuchala.
And the women, skeletal of women holding bags.
Obuchala.
They are holding.
Obusajja nga buli nyakia mu moto kono okaji.
Abuskeletoni
bwebuvu.
Phones are driving cars.
Nga bannanga okulaba ku muntu omulamu
of a living person
nga mpozi ya karoko
maybe they have gotten fresh born again
nga atalokose mu kwagala
Katonda and they have gotten born again loving God
naye bano bandokose kubanga abadde sifumbirwa
for not got married yet
wafe,
you know our home
zimujiru tamwa ndokoka obato naroko kamunna
you are not yet born again like that
oborokose bizibu sikurokoka bulamu
born again of problems not of life
ate abaalukanga bawangala nkatonda nebaddamu ne
bakubanga
tebabawanga kigambo
kyabulamu
wakaloka bagamba kitwale
wali w'amaani
emmere gye baakuwanga ngaerimu
obutu
waddangamu n'ofa mu bwangu ddala
kyova
olaba nga bw'oba olokose wabaawo ennyonta y'okwagala okumanya katonda naye efa mu mbagirawo
First of love if no God but it dies in a short
time. Everything
born
gets
it yearns for the food of the word of God.
To continue
to know and understand God.
And
they die immediately. Most are not pastors.
And they are not
prophets of God.
That you can find
the word of God within them.
Ezekiel 37:8
Awo
ne ntunula era laba nga kuliko ebinywa omubiri ne gujja eddiba ne ligabikkako waggulu naye nga temuli mukka mu ggo awo naŋŋamba nti lagula empewo lagula omwana w'omuntu ogambe empewo nti bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti jangu okuva eri empewo ennya ayi omukka ofuwe bano abattibwa babere abalamu
naye manyi gye twattibwa
do you know where we are
hey, from Adamu da banga
Adam long time back
awo ne ntagula nga bwe yandagira omukka ne gubayingira ne babeera balamu ne bayimirira ku bigere byabwe ejje lingi nnyo awo naŋŋamba nti omwana w'omuntu amagumba gano ye nnyumba yonna eya Isirayiri era boogera nti amagumba gaffe gakaze
olidde ekyaliwo
you hear what happened
batuvunulira nti be bantu
interpret that these are human beings
bali abasajja batugamba zentamu
other men claim there's a saucepans
bagamba ze business
they tell that the business we are bright
basi busi banyola ekigambo kya
Katonda madras they kill the word of God
bachi nyola
batina they twist it
batola mune bongera
it's a pattern add in it
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Nenga twebaza Katonda.
We thank the Lord.
Kankano mukama afi yaje okutuwa chance.
Jesus came to give us chance.
Usobola okuva mu kitabu ekyokufa.
And get from the book of death.
Eranga bwe tunatandikira ku mulundi guli.
When shall begin on the other time.
Bagenda kugamba bwe bati.
They are going to tell you this.
Ukikulirwa abiri.
Revelations 20.
Ukikulirwa makumi abiri. Atulabe olunyiri olw'omukaaga.
Let's see verse 6.
Kubikulwa esula eya makumi abiri n'olunyiri olw'omukaaga. Aweereddwa omukisa era ye mutukuvu alina omugabo mu kuzuukira okw'olubereberye okufa okw'okubiri tekulina buyinza ku bbo
ogenda kuba n'omukisa bw'obeera mu kuzuukira
okusooka
waba ofuna okuzuukira okusooka okufa okw'okubiri tekukulina
akubuyinza
buli bwe bennyonnyola okufa
okw'okubiri
egamba mu lunyi olw'amakumi abiri
mu
sura olunyi lwa kumi na ttaano
verse 15
Igamba we.
It says this.
Kubikulisira 12 no linyiriri recommendation.
Revelations 20 verse 15.
Edo omuntu yenna atala bikanga wandikidwa mu kitabo ekyobulamu nasulibwa mu nyanja eyomuliro.
Enyanja eyomuliro.
The lake of fire.
Ebuli ejinyonyola konga kwe kufa okwoku.
Bible explains it the second death.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
So bobango maze okuwangula.
If you've overcome.
Unobera mukuzukira okusoka.
You are in the first resurrection.
Okufoka okubita kubako buyinza.
The second death has no right over you.
Singo kibo mukirabe kyo kufoka okusoka.
Gotten from the first book of death.
Kufafira mu Adam.
That we died through Adam.
Utelevu.
Truly.
Ekitabe kyo kufoka okubira batulivu.
The second book of death you are not
there. Emaye dwange nyanja yo muliro.
It's not as the lake of fire.
Okuzukira okwo kubira kugenda kubaye.
The resurrection is going to happen.
Na kulwa mukama lwako
mawo. The day of the Lord it comes.
Naye waliwo okuzukira okusoka kugenda maso kati.
First resurrection which is on up to now.
Oina zukira kati.
You have to resurrect now.
Owona okufa okwaki.
Be saved from the second death.
Era nga Bible yetwogera ko.
Bible says.
Tugenda okwetegereza ku lunaku olwokuna.
You shall look unto on Thursday.
Kuyitira mbuyitizi. Tugenda kulaba engeri gye tubona mu kitabo ekitabo ekyokufa.
You're going to be seeing how we get saved from the first book of death.
Okuyingira mu kitabo ekyobulamu.
Enter the book of life.
Era nti singa olemerwa wakati yaawe.
If you fail there.
Okufa okw'okubiri kulina kw'obuyinza.
The second death has the right over you.
Kitegeeza nti mu kuzuukira okw'okubiri.
It's the second resurrection.
Ojja singanibwa ng'oli mu kitabo ekyokufa okwasooka.
You found in the first book of death.
Ne mu kyokubiri.
Even in the second book.
Tuvula banga abonoonyi balina okuzuukira balabike wano.
That's why the evil have to raise to appear here.
Mu kuzuukira okw'okubiri ffenna tukomawo.
The second resurrection all of us come.
Mu kuzuukira okusooka.
The first resurrection.
Abakkiriza bokka be bazuukira.
Only they who believe resurrect.
Wano leero.
Today.
Bakolosayi tugamba bwe.
Colossians says this.
Bino bwe tujja okunyonyoka ku lunaku olwokuna.
What we shall see on Thursday.
Jukira lunaku olwokuna.
Remember on Thursday.
Tuba tuzzeemu olugendo lweku.
We presume the journey of heaven.
Lunaku olwokutaano.
And on Friday.
Lunaku olwokubiri n'olwokusatu.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Tuba tulaba enkwe za Satani.
We see the schemes of the devil.
Bakolosayi sura eyokubiri. Sura yakubiri. Olwo nyitandise. Olwekumi n'olumu.
Colossians 2 from verse 11.
Abakolosayi esula eyokubiri n'olunyi lwekumi n'olumu. Era mwakomolebwa mu mwoyo obukomole obutakomolebwa na mikono mu kwambula omubiri ogw'ennyama mu kukomolebwa kwa Kristo.
Akabonero k'okukomolebwa tujja kala.
The sign of circumcision we shall see it.
Omanyi ne ba Ibrahimu baazi
ukira. Yes, then Abraham's rose again.
Asita baba komolanga.
When he circumcised them.
Babiranga bambudde guno omubiri.
He had unclothed this body.
Kali kabonero kawanyisibwamu n'okubatizibwa.
It was a sign. It was exchanged with baptism of today.
Eranga bobatizibwa.
And when you're baptized.
Oinoka kasanga omwoyo ajja kugwe.
Have to prove the spirit comes upon you.
Mama omwoyo gwajja aleeta omubiri
ogufa. When the spirit comes, it brings the body.
Baba nga bakwawukanyiza n'omubiri gw'okufa.
And they have separated you from the body of death.
Olina emibiri ebiri.
And you have two bodies. Some of what we're going to explain. As God showed me. And as we started. As we say, how did Abraham get saved? The sign of circumcision, they were unclothing the body. And they were given the one from heaven.
Now
the Muslims, what are they on? People do things they don't understand. This is not abusing. But you do things, don't understand them.
Tukomola Ibrahim yakomola yakomola
bibi over what?
Katulabe kabonera akadda mu kifo kino.
Let's see the sign which replaced circumcision.
Bakolosayi esule yo kubiri olinyole 12.
Colossians 2:12.
Era mwazikirwa wamu naye mukubatizibwa. When
we take you to baptize you,
you're
going to be buried. That's why we don't bury you three times.
This
they immerse you the first time, and they bring you out, and they put you back.
This
you have to resurrect and die again, and you resurrect to die.
Until
the third time, and you blaspheme the spirit, you'll no more be saved.
For
they immerse you the first time, it means you have to come back and blaspheme the Father. They take you back. You resurrect. You blaspheme Christ. They put you the
third
time.
Jesus
blaspheme the Spirit. No more
forgiveness.
There is no dead body that they bury today.
Once.
If you have raised, you are raised once. That's why we say, we baptize you
in
the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit will move you out once. Not once immersion and immerse you the second time.
Have
you ever buried a dead body like that? They bury the dead body when standing. These religious people, what is wrong with them? You know, to bury dead body are standing and they pour water drops upon its forehead, baptizing you.
Now,
we are going to avoid so much their things.
And
a brown person is the born again.
We
are getting beautiful now.
We are
having a serious corner before the Lord.
Even
though we had a disgrace, we have been beautiful people who are brown. And salvation is right.
But
there is a problem after the change of the gospel. Salvation is good.
It's
been something bad which has come upon us.
And
grabbing people's cars and
buildings.
Not preached the kingdom to them.
And
they get destroyed after giving up their properties.
Colossians 2:12. Era kwe mwazuukiriramu olw'okukkiriza okukola kwa Katonda eyabazuukiza mubafu.
Nti bwe tuba tuzibwa,
tuba
tuzuukiramu ne
Yesu.
Oba oli mu kuzuukira okusooka.
You are in the first resurrection.
Tulinayo okuzuukira okwokubiri, Yesu kwagenda okuddira
resurrection. Jesus is going to come back with
you. Nabwe tugenda okudda abatukuvuna n'aboonoonyi.
All we shall come back the righteous and the evil one.
Okuzuukira okwa kwogerako nnyo mu Yokaana esula
y'okutaano. That is spoken of in John.
Ne Daniel 12.
And Daniel 12.
Ababiri bagenda okuzuukirira ensonyi.
He will be raised up in shame.
Then abatuukirivu olw'obulamu.
And the righteousness. And righteous for the life. Hey,
unina kaka siwango, unina okuzukiro kusoka mwori.
You have to prove you are in the first resurrection.
Kwanza kukuja mchitabia chuo kufeji soka.
What gets you from the first book of death?
Kituwa ingira mu Adam.
Out of which we entered in Adam.
Katibu ozukira lero.
When you resurrect today. Uingira
mchitabia chuo kufeji Kristo Yesu.
You enter Jesus, the book of life.
No one okufoku okubi.
And you are saved from the second death.
Wangu kukuli nabika mkuzukiro okubi.
That will appear in the second death.
Unina zukira lero.
If you resurrect today. God bless you. If you be on the other day, we shall be explained the two books of death and the way you escape from them. God bless you. Thank you for coming.